Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Bonnie Jean Mason, a beautiful one. You are good to me, Lord. And yes, indeed, God is good to us. Right now, I'm talking to Pastor Lufuno Negota on the issue of names and name calling and giving our children names. And family, if you're listening this afternoon and you have a beautiful testimony regarding your name or naming your child or your experience regarding names, you're welcome to drop me a voice note 0826572729 or send me a WhatsApp message. What is your experience when it comes to names? What is your testimony regarding names? Do you know anyone with a name? Like, I shared my story with my mother being given a name that was not so pleasant. So if you have any comment, opinion, whatever regarding names, do send me a WhatsApp 0826572729 or drop us a voice note. But right now we are connecting with Pastor Lufuno Negota. Pastor, welcome to Spectrum. And how are you this afternoon?
Oh, it's my pleasure. You are welcome to my space.
Thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us this afternoon. Let me rather start with you first. Your name is Lufuno. What does Lufuno mean? When your parents gave you this name, what were they going through? What does Lufuno mean?
My name, Lufuno, means love.
Wow. So Lufuno is love?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But there is something very interesting.
Okay.
Because my mother told me that she had to refuse a name that was given me.
Okay. Before Lufuno, right?
Before Lufuno,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right.
She had in-laws who insisted that my name should be Abapani, which means Abawdwan.
Yeah. Meaning they don't get along.
They don't get along.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she literally refused.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure.
Fortunately, before she got delivered, she got discharged from the hospital, the nurse who was responsible for assisting, you know, pregnant women deliver, was keen in giving names. So she already had a name from the hospital space. So it was easier to simply use that one.
Love, Lufuno. What a beautiful name, man. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Pastor, let us get into it. How important is giving a name, you know, whether to a child or as an adult carrying it? How important is a name? I think sometimes we, especially parents, maybe we really take this lightly. When you give birth to a child, when you give them a name, we just don't think, out of excitement or the pressure of in-laws and family, we just give a child a name. But how important is, you know, name giving or giving someone a name?
A name on its own, whether it's given to a person, whether it's given to
a child,
a child, a building, whatever.
I like that.
Business.
Whether a business, yes.
Yeah, it has got serious significance. It is very important. There's no name that is of less importance.
Amen.
Because look at the companies that are named.
Yeah.
You will realize that if there's a company at, they will also attach something like a motto to that name.
Yeah, true.
Which means that they are trying to say, this is our identity.
Amen.
So a name, for starters, equals identity.
Mm.
Because, all right, let's look at our ID cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because currently we are using ID cards.
Yeah.
Then we used ID books.
Mm-hmm.
So if names were of less significance, only numbers will be sufficient.
That is why we also
need identity numbers attached to names.
Sure.
Because it was just gonna be a number and that's it. So names are very important.
Yeah.
And there's something very deep in the spiritual.
Yeah.
In relation to names.
Actually, that was my next question, to say, do names have a direct spiritual impact on the one that is given into? You know, I think also sometimes we really undermine that spiritually, you know. Yeah, please go on. Do names have a direct spiritual impact on a person?
Yes, they do.
Sure.
Because if we look at what the Bible says. The Bible says you have power in what you say.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible says you shall have what you say. So let's bring it home and simplify this. Is a person who has been given a particular name. So each time they call that person, they're actually making a spiritual declaration.
Wow.
Each time. So each time that name is mentioned, there are seeds that are planted or that are sown spiritually.
Okay.
So the moment that person says, hello, I mean, if they say Lufuno and I say hello, so there's an agreement between what someone is declaring versus me, the recipient.
Amen.
So when I say hello, I'm actually saying yes,
sure.
So be it. Let it be so. When they say, Dikeledi, so sorry to mention that one. And when I say yes, hello, yeah. So it's like I'm saying, so be it. Let it be so. So there is a serious spiritual impact with a name. And another thing is that names are agreed upon. Because there is no name that is given without agreement.
Yeah, whether it's parents or the family, you know, between the mother and the father. Yeah, I get you.
Yes. So when that agreement is made, it's like there's a covenant which is sealed.
Sure. So names are covenants.
Names are covenants.
Sure. Wow.
That is why each altar that was raised when the Lord revealed to his servants in the Olden Testament, each altar was given a name.
Wow.
Because a name is significant. And now, we also have these adopted names, which is very common in our culture, where you find that, you know, traditionally they will say, no, this one is crying for their ancestor's name and stuff like that. It means even in the world, they understand the spiritual significance of a name.
Sure.
If that was not that significant, why would they believe that a particular child is crying for a name?
Sure.
If there was no spiritual significance to that. So now, when we bring it home, we're trying to say, in each agreed name, there's some form of a covenant which is made between that life and that name. And now, if we look biblically, the only place where I saw a name which never meant a thing, it was when they were calling food that they didn't know how to name it. This were the Israelites, when they saw something that they couldn't identify, they said manna, which simply means, what is this? But at least they tried to give a name.
And they came up with manna.
Probably they could have said surprise, because they didn't know what it was.
Sure.
But beyond that, each and every name had a serious meaning. For instance, the first person who is named in the Bible, Adam. Adam comes from a Hebrew word, Adama, which means earth or soil. So you see, because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So that name was specifically related to God's creation.
Sure.
And Adam was placed on the earth. That's why he had to be called earth or soil.
Sure.
Because out of the ground was he made.
And
so,
sorry, you can continue. You were saying?
All right. So now we also have people like Abram. Abram, before his name got changed. Because another thing which is very important is that a name is also linked to someone's destiny.
Yeah, I get you.
So, where God realized that, I had to change this person's destiny, he was forced to change their names. For instance, Abram simply means the exalted father.
Okay.
So before his name was changed to Abraham, he was only known as the exalted father. And it was a limited, assignment. I mean, to be exalted, Yeah, so what? You are exalted, yes.
Sure.
Anybody can be exalted. But now, when the name changed to Abraham, he became a father of multitudes, not only the exalted father.
Father of the nations.
Father of the nations.
Yeah.
And now, in the interest of time, there's something which is very interesting in some of the names that I looked at here.
Okay.
Let's look at the issue of Naomi and her daughters-in-law.
Yeah. That is it Orpah and Ruth?
Orpah and Ruth.
Yeah.
The question that I usually ask myself is, were this name given after the event, or were they given prior to the event?
But,
you know, as I read the Bible, it shows that those names were given prior to the incident which was recorded in the book of Ruth.
Sure.
And Orpah simply means the one who kissed goodbye.
Sure, and that's what happened with Orpah at the end.
That's exactly what happened. You know, when the mother-in-law persuaded them, you know, at first he said, no, we will go with you. But at the end of the day, she gave up, she kissed, and said, okay, goodbye. And now Ruth, which simply means the one who clung or the one who clings, and it also means the neck. You know, you cannot separate the head from the neck. These are inseparable. So that's why she even prophesied. She said, wherever you go, I will go. Your God will be my God.
Amen.
Your people are my people. So that was a sign that, you know, I'm attached. I'm going nowhere.
These days we find a lot of women with the name Ruth. And I suppose sometimes when their parents gave them the name Ruth, they don't even know the deep meaning, the significance of the name Ruth.
No, they don't. They don't. Okay. Yes.
But that is such a powerful declaration.
That's a powerful declaration. Each name they say Ruth.
Sure.
They say, you're the neck. You are going nowhere.
You are the one who stays.
You are the one who stays.
Sure. And I see
the rest who listen.
Sure. I see here on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, someone sent through a message listening to us. And she says, my name is Kaugelo. Kaugelo Yamatete, which means the abundant grace of God. And she says, I was born prematurely and I had to be put in a shoe box wrapped with cotton wool. And the doctor said, I will not leave in the next 3 hours. Then 3 days, then 3 months, I am still alive.
Hallelujah.
And she says, I wrote a book entitled Break In, Break Out, Break Free. The first chapter is dedicated to my name. And she says, thank you, Mpo. Sure. So this is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
When she
this
was born, the mother said, Kaugelo, which means abundant grace of God. And the doctor said, this child won't make it in the next 3 hours. Then it was 3 days. Then it was 3 months. And she's still alive. She even wrote the book.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the power of a name.
Wow.
And now we get surprised when we see things happen in the lives of people whose names are related or are identical to what they're going through.
Sure.
And you ask yourself, what's happening?
Mm.
There's serious spiritual implications associated with the name.
Sure.
And now, you know, there's something very interesting here. I looked at the extract, which was written by Beatrice Oyedepun.
Okay.
So she made a breakdown of the 12 sons of Jacob. And each name has a spiritual meaning, and there's something very interesting that I found out there.
Okay.
Number one, Reuben, which means behold, a son is born to us. Simeon, one who hears.
Wow.
Levi, attached.
Amen.
Judah, praise the Lord.
Sure.
Or like praise. And then Dan, he judged. Naphtali, my struggle. God, good fortune. Asher, happiness. Issachar, reward. Zebulun, honor. Joseph, add to my family. And lastly, Benjamin, son of righteousness. When you look at all these names, they were simply prophetic to the Christ who was to be born, because when you connect the dots, All these names are simply saying, behold, a son is born unto us, one who hears us and became attached unto us.
Hmm.
Praise the Lord, he judged our struggle and brought us good fortune, happiness, reward, honor, and he added us to his family and called us the sons of righteousness. It's like each time you are calling your children, you are actually making a declaration to God.
Sure, wow. That is so powerful. Wow.
Yes. Hmm. And if it happens that you call all of them, you have made X number of declarations per day.
Hmm.
Like you are praying indirectly.
Sure. Yeah. And another WhatsApp that came through, she says, hi, my name is Irene. And Irene is a Greek word that means peace. And she's texting us from the Eastern Cape. And she says, my mother used to work for a family in Port Elizabeth, and they have a daughter named Irene. So they named her after the daughter, you know. So she says, I'm a very loving and peaceful person and forgiving. So she's saying for her name's sake, because her name Irene means peace in Greek. She's actually leaving that because she says she's a very peaceful and forgiving person.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sure.
And another thing that we need to take into consideration is that not every name that is listed in the Bible is a good name.
Yeah, I know. Sure, I know. Hey.
For instance, you know, while we have different interpretations and meanings attached to this name that I'm going to mention, its core meaning says something else. The name Jacob. The name Jacob. Jacob.
Yeah.
He's a deceiver. That's why, you know, his deceit started while he was in his mother's womb.
Sure.
When he was saying to his brother, "You're not going to go first. I'll hold your heel. You're going nowhere." That the battle had started right in the womb. And he deceived a lot of people.
Sure. And we have a lot of Jacobs these days.
Yes, we do. And they are biblical names. Until God decided, no, you are no longer called Jacob. You are now called Israel. Because he looked at the destiny and he said, no, this is a very contrasting name.
Mm.
Contrasting name to his destiny. Okay, he wrestled with God and stuff like that. Then he gave him a new name.
Sure.
You cannot continue being Jacob. A deceiver. So now, and another thing which is very common is where we give adopted names.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you find that, I illustrated that earlier. So that is very dangerous.
Sure.
Where now you give your child a name because someone in the family has that particular name.
Hmm.
We see that practiced in many, you know, areas of our communities.
Yeah.
It's not only one group of people who are doing that. However, spiritually, when you assign my name to my son, you are actually saying my failures are his failures.
Sure.
My successes are his successes.
Amen.
So basically, he will replicate who I was until I passed on.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, Pastor.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, someone else on the you did give a meaning of Levi. Né? What did you say the meaning of Levi was again?
All right. Levi, for instance, here. Just going to my notes now.
Okay. Let me read the message as you are looking for the meaning. It says, the message says, thank you so much, Mpo and Pastor, for the meaning of Levi attached. Oh, it means attached, ne?
Attached, yes.
Yes,
good.
Because she says, I'm having my grandson and God has given me the name 5 months before he was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the name then, Levi means attached.
Yes.
Wow,
and then
what a beautiful name.
If you also look at Levites.
Okay.
With ES, that would mean good works.
Oh, Levites is good works and Levi
good
is attached.
Works. Yes.
Sure. Pastor Lufuno, unfortunately, we've run out of time. It's just about time for the news. But this was very informative. I wish you were here in the studio. If you were here, we would go overboard, you know, even after the news. So next time I want you in the studio.
Yes, I will do so.
But thank you so much. It was really informative and really eye-opening. I think many times we take this for granted, but we really thank God for your wisdom this afternoon.
I really appreciate and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share with the family at large, and may our God richly bless us as we wisen up in the process of prayerfully naming our children.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, family. That was Pastor Lufuno Negota speaking on the issue of names, and it was very eye-opening and enlightening. Thank you so much to everybody who participated. We have Levi, meaning attached. We have Irene, which means peace. We have Kaurelo Yamateti, which means the abundant grace of God. Thank you so much. Now, time for the 5 o'clock news.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.